because I... Crap.
Remember, hey. We determined that we could swear on the radio.
Lightly. Anyway. Moderately.
So. Yeah. Screw it. Barely counts.
Okay, wonderful. So my friend Cody says that he can hear us. Thank you very much, Cody.
All right, we finally figured out how to get this brand spanking new Babbage machine contraption here.
Babbage machine from Babbage's?
No, as in like Charles Babbage, the guy who invented computers back in the 1800s. Anyway, we finally figured out how to get this new radio mixing thing working.
We got a new audio board here, and I'm very excited about it. Look, the buttons light up for a change.
The buttons do light up.
Oh, my God, now I know what I'm doing. Hey, wait. Let's try something fun here. I want to see if... I'm going to play this on something. I want to see if it can also do, like, overlaying of talk and so forth. Okay, Battlefield 2, playing it.
Our equipment?
Yeah, this is...
Okay, we're getting this thing working.
Okay. This was weird.
We finally know how to make this work. Woo-hoo! Got it.
All right, let's...
Looks like you loaded up the wrong playlist. Okay, now we got the right playlist up.
All right.
Excellent.
So why don't you tell us about... Oh, I can see the picture now. Yep. Why don't you tell us about what our fanfic is this evening?
Well, our fanfic evening is something that my roommate found on the internet.
I would say this is quite unorthodox.
He said that this would just have to be read, because really, and just glancing at this, I think I'm going to have to agree with him. This thing is Fanfiction Friday, Goku and Anne Frank in... Until the End of Time.
I might actually enjoy this one.
I'll just say that the beginning, or I'll just read the opening paragraph really quick here. Congratulations, if you're reading this, it means your head didn't explode purely upon reading the article title. I'm sure you're terrified, as all good folk would be, at the thought of Anne Frank meeting Goku. But I want to tell you now that there is no graphic sex and a much happier ending than the original. That said, you will still almost certainly tear your own head off at some point while reading this story by Gopher Chan.
Yikes.
And there's narrator's comments, too.
Goku as in Super Saiyan, yes.
I see.
Oh my gosh, actually have a listener. This is unprecedented.
We have several listeners because people I know who are currently taking a break from playing D&D decided that with a fanfic of this magnitude, they would just have to hear this. So, here's a big shout-out to all you people in Ellingson. Yeah. I think you're probably listening to parents, so... Hi.
Yeah, everyone in Hoime is at the Sleegion. Everyone in Hoime is at the Sleegion tonight. Am I surprised? Nope.
Anyway, where are we in the thingy? I want to see how much... pointless talking we've done here. Why won't GarageBand open?
Foolish Mac users. Do you think we could create like a Facebook group for the radio show?
We could probably.
You know what? I'll just throw it together. I'll make it as a Facebook like page instead of like a group.
All right. I don't really know how to do that much with Facebook.
I'll set it up.
Okay. All right.
Cool beans. So the first song.
Yep. You know these the songs that I've done are all pretty close to the end here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm really excited about this first song because I played this song more than I played with myself in, puberty, I guess?
Boy, that was a really disturbing image.
Anyways, it's from the game Streets of SimCity. Streets of SimCity, it's kind of like Vigilante 8. It wasn't as well received. In fact, Vigilante 8 wasn't well received either, but this game kind of, well, let's face it, it blew. But to a kid, it's awesome. You're driving around a car, and you're blowing up other cars, completing missions, doing races, and the best part is, the city that you're driving around in is your own save file from SimCity 2000. How amazing is that? You were driving around.
That sounds pretty spiffy.
Your own SimCity, and so that was the big selling point of this game. And so for many years, I had like I still had the opening theme stuck in my head, but I didn't actually get to hear it until earlier today. And upon hearing it, I bought the song. I can't believe they sold it on iTunes. It was the most forgettable game ever. Nobody played it, and they sold it on iTunes. Way to go, EA.
Yeah.
So let's crank it up, shall we?
We'll be right back.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, we're recording.
Yay.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like our meters are in the red.
Oh, no.
Oftentimes when we're talking.
Or shouting right in front of... Okay.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to stop. Okay, I'm going to turn mine down because I'm the loud child. Oh, that's... Yeah, I'm the loud child.
I won't disagree with that statement.
Yeah, so that was Team Fortress 2, which is awesome. And the reason I played those two songs together is because they both feature, you know, horn instruments to a strong extent, so I thought that they would pair nicely, and I thought they did. So, you want to start it off?
Sure. All right, I'm going to begin by reading more of the person who's presenting this to us, his introduction. But, quote... I'm Gopher Chan, and this is my first piece of fan fiction.
Oh, God, his name ends with Chan.
Yes. It was my brother's idea, an Anne Frank DBZ crossover. I am big fans of both. End quote. Could someone really be a fan
of Anne Frank? Yeah, I'm Anne Frank's biggest fan. God, don't you love the part where the Nazis get her? That's the best part.
Could someone really be a fan of Anne Frank? Best not to think about it, because Goku's on his way. Hit the jump for the entire magnum opus. Also, thanks to bad influence for the tip. You're a terrible person. I really, really have nothing to say.
Why are
there are simply no words in the English language to describe this or my feelings about it. All right. I'll go up to... Okay, I'm just going to go up to here, and then you can take over. All right. Anne sighed as she sat in her room, staring at her wall. She had just finished writing in her diary and had nothing to do. Life was boring in the secret annex, but it was better than the alternative. It was all right talking to Peter and Margot, but they were both such quiet people, unlike the always active Anne. Wait, could you turn my mic up a bit? It's not...
Oh.
Okay, there now I can... I think it's the other one. The other one.
The other one?
Yes, the other... Okay, yes, now I can hear myself. Okay. Odd, it's going into the red. Anyway, it was all right talking to Peter and Margot, but they were both such quiet people, unlike the always active Anne. All of a sudden, a flash of light appeared in the room.
Oh.
Anne jumped back, stifling a scream. Before she could run out the closed door, she noticed that the person who appeared in the flash was not a Nazi officer, but someone who she had never seen before. His clothes were very strange, and his hair was in a spiky style that was totally new to her. She stood against the wall, wary of the stranger, but he walked toward her and smiled, extending a hand. My name is Goku, the mysterious stranger said. Anne nervously put her hand in his. He bent down and kissed it softly, then let go. Anne blushed, feeling something she had never felt before go off inside of her. My name is Anne, she replied quietly. I'm sorry for what just happened, Goku told her, but I was caught in a time portal and deposited here. My power cells will recharge soon, but until then I'm stuck here. Anne had no idea what the handsome visitor was talking about, but she played along.
Handsome?
That's what it says. Well, sir, she said, you may stay in my room as long as you like. Take over, please.
Where are we?
Right at the cursor.
Anne blushed again as she said this and giggled slightly. Goku looked around and then sat on the bed. Thank you for the invitation. I'll be sure to repay you for it soon. Anne did not understand what he meant by that. However, when he spoke, she felt a warmth deep inside her. She sat by him on the bed, staring into the man's beautiful eyes. Finally, she could stand it no longer. Anne leaned over and kissed the stranger on the cheek, and then pulled back quickly, not sure of what she had done. I'm sorry, she smirked. I don't normally kiss people who are completely fictional and come from animated universe, she said as she stumbled to find the right words. The visitor smirked. No, that's quite all right. He replied with a smile, putting one arm around her. You know, you're a very beautiful girl. But I will. Anne looked at him, troubled. What's the matter, she said, with a sweet smile. Goku looked nervous. I'm already married. He finally managed to choke out. Anne pulled away from him abruptly. No! Nine! No, she said loudly, almost in tears. I'm sorry, he replied. Anne was furious. Nothing ever goes right, she cried out. I have to go now. My power cells have recharged, says Goku. Anne was in tears by now, staring at the wall so she wouldn't see Goku's face. He smiled a sad smile and disappeared in another flash out of Anne's life forever. Anne never forgot him, though. Not until the end of the time. End of time.
Well, I don't think it ends there, actually, but I'll just read the next comment here. For some reason, the idea of Anne Frank yelling, "Nothing ever goes right," regarding Goku makes me incredibly nauseous. But wait, neither the Nazis, nor Cell, nor Goku's marriage can stop true love.
Can we cut to music?
Yes.
By the way, before I forget to remind you, we are no longer the last show of the night.
Really?
In fact, the two people who have the show after us are, well, they live on your floor, I want to say.
Really?
No, wait, you're on first floor, right?
I'm on first floor, Ellingson.
Yeah, one of them lives on your floor.
Who are they?
Andrew Ellis and Brad Thomas. They have the show right after ours.
How peculiar.
Yeah, so we can't take as much time as we want to anymore.
Okay.
I know, right?
That means we'll actually have to get on the air on time in the future.
Oh, yeah, that's why I showed up.
All right. Well, you know the next songs.
Yes, I do.
So why don't you introduce them?
These next two are ones that I went through great lengths to get. The first one, I might want to play them in chronological order to the game series. The first one, actually,
I don't really matter. Just play them.
I know, but the version I have will go on the podcast, but it's not the one I want because it doesn't have the same punch as the YouTube video of it.
Well, just play it. Remember, we don't have unlimited time anymore.
Yeah, I know, but
time is money. Money.
Yeah, I guess.
Just go with what we have. It's already going. It's going to be in the podcast.
You're right.
We might
You're
as
right.
well, you know.
All right. The next one is the sound is. Oh god, it's so 80s. It hurts. Like this song contains the essence of the 1980s, the me generation, where you were looking out for only number one and doing
you mean
a lot
we
of
can't
cocaine.
Do that anymore?
No, you have. No.
Well, I mean, not the cocaine.
I know. Anyways, the song is called... It's the theme from Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories. It's released in 2006 by Rockstar North. I have an affinity for it. It's awesome. I hope you'll like it. Oh, all in one.
Yes, all in one click.
Did you witness that? Did you witness that? I love this new soundboard. I was able to switch from playing Soviet Connection to recording on my computer and projecting on the microphone all in one swift motion. Oh, I feel like a god. Kind of, sort of, but not really.
Like a god of the radio. God of the electromagnetic waves.
Except we don't normally praise radio gods. I mean, what, the FCC, really? Really, do we?
No, we don't.
Exactly. So, let's get to the story.
Okay, I think we could probably each do well, here, these first two paragraphs are shorter, so I'll do them, then you can do this big one here. And then we'll do some music, because we've got something sort of...
I forgot to describe that last song. Sorry, that last song was Soviet Connection from the game Grand Theft Auto 4. It's the opening theme song. And of all the Grand Theft Auto games, I feel it's the most powerful one. I mean, there's also another one that I like, the GTA San Andreas theme, but I feel like, you know, we are, you know, two songs, good enough. Maybe I'll play it next time, I'll probably forget, but yeah. Oh, and we should probably say, you're listening to 93.1 K-Snow St. Olaf College Radio, stream is online at www.stolaf.edu/org/K-Snow. I'm Ethan Horan.
And I'm Rob Crandall.
Hello.
What's up, people?
Woohoo!
Anyways,
for those of you not at the Legion, we've got an excellent show.
Okay.
I'm starting the show over.
What? No, we aren't starting the show over.
Bah!
Okay. What's in here? To resume our mind-bending story.
Oh, wow.
Here goes.
We have turntables in here. I see this.
Anyway, while my co-host is goofing around with the,
The
things... The turntables.
I'm not goofing around with the turntables.
Okay, you're goofing around with the case the turntables are in.
There we go.
Anyway, 1 month. Well, it didn't feel like a month. To Anne Frank, a Jew in hiding from the Nazis, it seemed like a year. 1 month since the fateful encounter with the mysterious man from another world, who she only knew as Goku. The handsome stranger had stepped through time and into her life, then disappeared without a trace. Anne was almost sure that they'd never meet again. Even though not one day passed without her dreaming of him. Little did she know, however, that their lives were tied by the unbreakable red string of fate. It was another boring day in the secret annex. Anne sat in bed of her room writing in her diary. Never occurred to her, however, that this entry would be her last. As she wrote in the quiet attic, there was a loud noise from downstairs. Her heart jumped with both fear and excitement. Was it them? The Nazis? Or could it be him? She had no idea whether to run downstairs or to hide. That decision, however, was made for her. Her door flew open and a tall soldier was visible in the doorway, glaring at her. The cries of her family members and friends were tuned out as Anne only thought of one thing. She stood up and followed the soldier out of her room, down the stairs and into the back of the truck. So this is it, she said quietly to herself. I'll never see him, my one true love, ever again. And all those years of hiding, they were for naught.
Ha!
Then Anne realized that she left her precious diary up in her room. She broke loose from the officer and made a dash back into the shop when he removed a gun from his holster and fired a shot in her direction. Anne fell to the floor. Here. You take off. Make sure that you switch to the right microphone. Yeah, we could just, you know, leave both of them on.
I don't know. I just wanted to take mine off. Real. I don't know why I took my mic off.
Okay, this paragraph.
Anne lay on the floor, smiling, searing pain running through her leg with a bullet head.
Oh, dear God, it's better when you do it seriously, you know.
Alright.
The juxtaposition is just...
It's grating.
It's priceless.
Anne lay on the floor, feeling a searing pain running through her leg with a bullet head at its mark. The Gestapo officer menacingly moved towards her, grinning. And all of a sudden, there was a blinding flash of light causing the officer to shield his eyes. A huge cloud of smoke appeared next to Anne, blocking her from the soldier's vision. When the smoke cleared, he was in for quite a surprise. There was Goku holding Anne in his arms, sitting next to... Ow! Standing next to a huge metal capsule. Goku, cried Anne. You came back for me. Goku smiled. Anything for you, my dear, he said. Our love will never be lost. Not until the end of time. Stop kicking me. As a Gestapo officer, I'll turn tail and ran. Okay. are you doing this to me?
Because you don't need the silly accents.
But I like the silly accents.
The Gestapo officer turned tail and ran, but Goku was too quick for him. After laying Anne on the concrete, he dashed towards the Nazi and knocked him to the ground, unconscious with only one blow. Nazi scum, muttered Goku as he spit on his enemy's limp body, then returned to Anne. Here, I have something for you, Goku said as he removed a small bean from his pocket. What on earth is this? Asked Anne. Goku smiled, remembering how ignorant she was.
Sorry, it just made me laugh.
What was everyday life to him?
I know, but it's like, ha, oh little, oh 12-year-old child, how ignorant you are.
A senzu bean, he said. Just eat it, and it'll cure your leg.
Anne followed his instructions and popped the bean into her mouth. The wound on their calf magically healed.
Now come on, commanded Goku. We've got some Nazi ass to kick.
Anne jumped on the mysterious Saiyan's back, as the two launched off into the sky.
Okay, on that note, that seems like a good place to adjourn.
Loud.
Okay, I think we can probably finish this up tonight. But in the meantime, we've got a song for you here.
Is it Rob time now?
Yep, this one I have brought in here. I warn you now, if you to quote from a zero punctuation, if you find the Japanese offensive, you will find this offensively Japanese. This song is the
nice quote.
Famous.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you a hug for that.
Thank you very much. I'm not a very huggy person. Nico Nico Duga medley. What this person did, and you have to admit, no matter what you think of it, it is an impressive feat of medleying. He took about the 30 most popular songs on the Japanese YouTube and put them all into one enormous 10-minute long medley. So that's what we're going to be hearing. There's quite a few anime theme songs, quite a few video game theme songs, too.
Is Cowboy Bebop in there?
I don't think so.
What?
I'm not sure.
Fine. Well, you know what?
No, we're going to play it.
No, right before you take us off the air, I'm going to start playing Cowboy Bebop because...
Oh, really?
Crap. No, it's in vibrate mode. No! No!
Okay.
No!
Here goes. Yeah, as he said during the music, and I quote, "I can't believe Japanese people listen to this shit." For the by and large, I have to agree, but you have to admit, it is certainly an impressive medley. 10 minutes long, so many musics, and there are a few that people might recognize, perhaps, like the Super Mario.
Oh, by the
World
way, Punching
one.
You was by request.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I didn't show you the screen because I didn't want you to see it coming.
Ah. Okay. Well, I suppose in a way I deserve that. Ah, well. Small price to pay for annoying our listeners.
It was actually a shout-out, if anything, because this guy says that word a lot, so.
Ah, okay.
You're on the radio, Cody. Well done. Or you could call in if you wanted. What's the call-in number? It's on that piece of paper.
I don't remember. We had a lot of trouble trying to figure out what it was.
No, but, like, I know I figured it out by some clever means.
We've got a fanfic to finish. We're almost done, and then we've got some music.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
We're on a time limit.
Right. We'll do a call-in next time, or maybe.
Okay. Anyway.
Do.
So. I'll read these next two parts, and then you can finish it up. After only a few moments, the two of them arrived in Berlin. Tanks were parading down the street as Adolf Hitler himself stood on a platform overlooking it all. "Stay here," Goku said, dropping Anne in a shaded area under a tree. He then flew straight towards the parade of tanks, fist outstretched, screaming as loud as he could. The soldiers below scattered in terror, while the tanks tried to aim their cannons at him. He was too quick and nimble for them, however, and opened the hatch of a nearby panzer, then headed inside. After dispatching the soldiers in control of the war machine, he took the wheel. He fired round after round into the crowds of Nazi soldiers, occasionally firing at the other tanks. After only minutes, there was nothing but a cloud of dust and corpses. Goku emerged from the tank's hatch, smiling now that he had done his duty. When all of the dust cleared, there were only two people remaining on the parade ground. Goku, the Saiyan hero, and Adolf Hitler, the most evil man ever to walk the earth.
Now, I wouldn't say that Hitler was the most evil man to walk the earth. I mean, there's a few others, like Pol Pot or Ramses II.
Hey, I'm just quoting here.
I know, but like... Ramses II was kind of a... I didn't like him.
There were a lot of people in history who were very bad people.
Genghis Khan. Maybe. Genghis Khan.
That's a subject for another time.
Yep.
Anne watched from nearby fearfully as she saw the two men stare at each other for what seemed like hours. Her one true love and her ultimate oppressor. It come down to this. So, Hitler said jovially, you took out all my men. However, you aren't going to defeat me. Hitler then jumped down from his platform and down onto the street in front of Goku, pulling a chain gun from the ground nearby. Goku quickly jumped behind
the ruined tank
as Adolf opened fire. The tank made decent cover, but it wasn't long until it would be torn apart by the hail of bullets. Goku had to act. He dashed out from the side of the tank. He flew as fast as he could toward Hitler, who had no time to react. Oh, we have someone at the door.
Hey, Andrew. Hey there. We're just finishing up our show.
Yeah.
Cool beans. I haven't seen Brad.
Anyway, I'm going to continue reading here.
That's the next show.
He grabbed the chain gun out of his enemy's hand and snapped it over his knee with ease. Hitler stumbled backwards, shocked at this turn of events. Goku smirked and said, it's come down to this, you and me, fighting like men. If you admit defeat now, I'll kill you rather painlessly. Goku had the definite advantage, or so it seemed. Hitler burst into a laugh as Goku looked on quizzically. The mustachioed man slowly rose into the air as his brown hair and pencil mustache turned a blonde color, and his brown eyes turned blue. Goku reeled in horror. Hitler continued laughing, finally said, Goku, you came here expecting to find a madman, but instead you found a god! Hitler had become a super saiyan.
End of story. Oh my. We'll pick it up. Right after this. Oh my god, I'm so exhilarated.
What?
Please let me repeat this for you one more time.
Hitler had become a super saiyan.
Once more, just in case.
Hitler had become a super saiyan. And I think we're probably allowed to swear once on the radio. I think it's justified in this case.
Holy f- And we're off the air. Okay, now we're back
okay,
on the air.
Okay, now we're back on the air.
Okay, I censored
him. It's necessary to censor ourselves.
No, he didn't. I did. Which is a weird thing if you think about it.
Yeah, it really is.
Next song. The next song. Okay. Day I was listening to bonk songs. And bonk songs are where you take the scouts, shout the word bonk, and you put them over other video game songs.
I think we might need to finish this thing.
No. We got like... Look, we got two songs left and got 7 minutes. I mean, I think we could wrap it up perfectly.
Well, but this is going to take more than a minute to read.
I know, but, like, do we have to do it?
I
mean, like, it's a real good cliffhanger to hang off, like...
Yeah.
And we could advertise it for our next show. I mean, we had a big cliffhanger. I mean...
Yeah. All right, fine. Let's get it on. You introduce this next song.
Woohoo!
And then I'll introduce the last one, because we're just going to be going off after that.
All right. Background. I was listening to a lot of bonk songs. Bonk songs are where you take the scout shout of the scout from Team Fortress 2. He likes to shout the word bonk, boink, as he's clubbing people with his T-ball bat. And a lot of people like to take that sound bit and put it over known video game music or TV show music. And so we have here Inspector Bonk. What you think it is, it is. It's irritating and fun at the same time. I was going to put more bonk songs, but I realized that after one, you might just feel completely sick of it. So I'm going to spare you that. So we've got Inspector Bonk.
And then after that, we've got our last song here. And our last song is going to be not from the Toho Project as such. It's from the same guy, from a related CD, from the CD, Changeability of Strange Dream. This is his theme song for himself. You know that a man's pretty amazing when he has a theme song. He wrote it himself, and it's pretty good. I was listening to this song yesterday when I first heard it, and I was digging it like it was the Western Front. So... Let's take this away.
Oh, wow. That was the best. Okay, let's put it on.
Stop recording.
Is anybody even paying attention to me? Woo! Yeah! This sucks! Boy, boy! Say goodbye to your kneecaps, chucklehead! Bonk, 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 bonk